One of the most popular children's television programs is trying to attack childhood obesity. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 30% of kids are overweight, and childhood obesity has more than doubled in recent decades. That is troubling for the program that is symbolized by a character with a very bad diet.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Hey, what that? That look like? Oh, yeah. Cookie. Aha. Yeah.
Cookie Monster and other puppets will be getting lessons in exercise and healthy eating when Sesame Street begins a new season next week.
You know that eating mango is healthy for you.
Well, dancing the tango's great exercise, too.
Hey, let's both eat mango and then dance a tango. That's what we should do.
This healthier programming was developed with the help of Rosemary Trulio, who's in charge of research and education for Sesame Street.
In the last 5 years, elevated cholesterol and type 2 diabetes has tripled among preschoolers. Those findings have really prompted us to really turn up the dial on health.
When we asked to talk about that, the folks at Sesame Street not only sent us the head researcher, they also sent us two of the program's stars, Rosita and Elmo.
Hello, Mr. Steve.
Hello, Stevie.
Can I call you Stevie? No.
Call me whatever you want to call me.
Okay.
What we're going to talk about is very important.
Importante en español.
Thank you very much. Rosemary Trulio, how are Elmo and Rosita deployed in getting these messages across on the program?
What does it mean, deployed?
How about I take this one, guys?
I guess the first thing is to use simpler grammar, simpler language.
Sorry.
On Sesame Street, we call this age-appropriate grammar or content. Children have very little understanding at this age about what's healthy and what's not. For instance, we did some research and asking children about healthy foods. They said French fries are healthy food. We've been recommending on Sesame Street to eat sweet potatoes instead of the white potatoes.
French fries versus potatoes versus sweet potatoes. It's not necessarily a four-year-old who's going to make that decision. It's the parent. Do you think you're getting through to the parents?
Yes. We know with very young children, it takes up to 8 or 10 attempts to get them to like a food. Elmo's saying, I want to try broccoli, and he tries broccoli. And that goes a long way with children. They'll ask for, Mommy, let's have broccoli for dinner.
Rosemary Trulio, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Elmo, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Steve.
Elmo seems to be sitting very close to Kevin Clash. And Rosita, thank you.
Gracias.
Rosita seems to be sitting with Carmen Oshbar.
Thank you.